everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Tomb Raider, and I've got
Mariachi Mama.
Yeah, I've got a couple hot, spicy guests. On my left, I've got the wonderful birthday boy, Tim McLaughlin.
Woo, birthday.
It's your birthday?
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
My mommy does, because she fucked on New Year's, and that's why I'm born now.
Oh, wow, I guess so.
Most people just kiss when midnight hits, but
my dad straight up stuck it in.
Yeah, they're like, pants down, ass up.
Yeah, he goes, these balls are dropping in your mouth. Straight fuck my mom.
This makes me feel bad for your mom.
She loves it.
My mom's birthday. Let him have this.
All right.
My mom would be laughing her ass off if she was listening to
this.
Horrified.
Your birthday present is that I'm not going to edit out all the dumb bullshit you say on this one. To my right, we have a very special guest, first timer on the podcast, Marlena Rodriguez.
Oh, I like that.
You like pod? It's really Rodriguez,
but that's short for Rodriguez.
Marlena, we're glad to have you. Marlena was just asking what the podcast is. And as you guys know, this is a podcast that women party to. They listen to it when they pregame to go out. And they like to dance about it. You know, some people listen to Beyonce when they get ready. The other half listens to Girls Night with Tom Brady.
Yeah, that is what I like to do. That's what I definitely like to do.
Yeah, you've partied to this before. You just didn't know it was us.
Yeah.
Of course.
Can I tell you, I'm so tired that you said Tom Brady, and I went, who's that?
you were correct, because I'm Tomb Brady. I'm Tomb Raider. Anyways, you also asked what our demographic was, and of course it is sewer people and rat hobos and dog people, and we've probably gotten
TVs.
A lot of Nazis lately with how anti-Semitic this podcast got for a little
Connor.
While.
Man, good for you. Germany is killing it right now. Did you know that?
No.
Germany is killing it.
How so?
They're about to ban work emails after 6. They just abolished, like, tuition for college. They're like almost, they're like 90% or some crazy number
white.
Like electric electronic energy.
So what you're saying is Hitler was right.
Yeah.
Anyways, now that Marlena has made her point, we have got some sponsors to blow through. This is a podcast with fucking sponsors, Marlena, so buckle up.
That's what I'm getting paid.
You'll be getting paid the same amount that we do, which we'll tally up at the end of the podcast. Ooh. We take up donations like this is a showcase. And it's just the three of us in the room.
Well, give us anything you can.
I had Paul drop us some money before.
I know, motherfucker. I meant to record what he was saying earlier. Our landlord was here earlier. It doesn't matter. Anyways,
he was hot.
We've got a bug problem, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. I don't know what that means. We got sponsors to blow through. It's the important thing. Our first sponsor today is, of course, Wayne Gretzky's Desert Jet Skis, and they're jet skis designed for the desert. Wayne kind of went off the deep end there and felt like that would be appropriate. And our other sponsor, Tim, what was it called? It was N-O-P-P?
Oh, no. It was
N-A-O-P-P.
Yeah, no, it was just P-A-O-P-P.
That was it. It's People Against O-P-P. Because there's the people, of course, who when you ask them, are you down with OPP? They're like, yeah, you know me. This is for people who are like, hey, are you down with OPP? And they're like, no, you know me. I'm not down with OPP.
You guys taking credit?
Those are our sponsors.
That's our joke from 92.
Yeah. Well, it's not a joke. That's a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. It ain't a joke.
Great. Now we're going to fucking lose some sponsors.
Sorry, Tom.
And,
sewer people, get on that. Quit taking OPP.
And, of course, as always, we have the new NBC hit show, Louis C. Captain. Louis C.K. is a sea captain. Louis C. Captain. Louis, you're a sea captain.
Let me guess. He manages a Long John Silver's.
Well, that's actually
the
spoiler
awkward.
Alert. Because it starts with him being the captain of an actual sea vessel. And then pirates take over his ship, and he has to walk the plank. And he's like, I gotta take a shit. Why'd they make me walk the plank?
He
ends up managing a Long John Silver's. Yes. So that's Louis C. Captain, NBC Wednesdays. They've got a spicy lineup this week.
Instead of The Voice?
What's that?
They put that on instead of The Voice?
They do.
Oh,
yes.
Good for them.
Yep. The Voice got shot down by Louis C. Captain. The Graveyard Baby, like Louis C. Captain, back to back is a Ooh. Real winner.
Wait, Louis C. Captain is following all that heat from Graveyard Baby?
It is. They're trying to hammock it in. That's an industry
Louis
term.
Louis C. Captain is played by Carrot Top.
That's true. That is accurate. Yes. He mostly just talks about his carrot top. He just talks about his hair. Oh, my God, look at my hair, he says.
And he takes a bunch of stuff out of a big treasure chest. That's where he keeps all
he's
his...
He's like, oh, I'm so fucking buff now. It's creepy. Anyways.
Is that what he talks like?
Look, that's the end of our sponsor segment. And, yes, that is what he talks like, Tim. we're going to do something we don't usually start with on Girl Talk with Tomb Raider. We're going to talk about what we've been up to lately. Timbo, do you want to start us off? What you been up to, brother?
Well, I was driving around today. Did that. Haven't really done much. Going to Indiana tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Got a contest that they're filming for television.
Ooh. What channel? NBC Wednesdays?
No. Is On Demand Only in Indianapolis a channel?
No.
Then I don't know what channel it's going to be on. But there's going to be cameras there.
Very good.
And this guy's going to be shining like a goddamn star.
Is your dick going to be out?
Yeah, my dick's going to be out. Girl, what you think? That's how I party. I did something today, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, I've been real embarrassed all day today since we watched The Way, Way Back. And
we did watch The Way, Way Back the other night.
That movie is...
Have you seen it?
Not that good.
Ooh, oh, Tim loves it.
I love it.
I just want it to be better.
Well,
yeah.
I wanted it to be perfect, and it was. So we were watching it, and I looked at Tom, and I said, I wish I had a summer love at one point in my life, and I've been embarrassed by saying such a terribly... terribly gay.
That's so
thing.
Sad. It's that even sadder that you like repeated it right now.
So
he
horrible.
Stood behind me and said, "Man, I wish I had a summer love." And then I think I laughed for like 40 seconds straight, so hard. And he was like, "Oh man," he was so bummed out. It just sounded so funny and earnest.
I was being real serious, man.
So have you never had a summer love?
What would she look like?
That's a good question. Oh, man. Would she have flowers in her hair? Flowers everywhere.
Yep.
All right.
It was a sunflower.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have banged a sunflower.
All right.
No, I don't know.
Just a like sunflower? A, you can like buy sunflower. That at Trader
like
Joe's.
A regular attractive lady?
All right.
I don't get attractive
What
ladies.
Does that mean to you?
Yeah, what are you attracted
Besides
to?
Besides me, what are you attracted to?
Are you into Marlena? That's the new podcast. You guys into each other or what? I'm going to try to send people off.
I don't know. I mean, no homo, but... Tim's not terrible.
Hey,
oh, what up? I take it, Marlena.
God, that's a great podcast idea. I'm going to bring two people and try to set them up.
It's not bad.
That's going to be the through line.
That makes me happy because it's almost my birthday. I haven't gotten a single bit of attention from a woman in 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
So this is fantastic.
Well, Tim, that sounds like a perfect time for one of my favorite segments.
Yeah.
Let us see that dick. Let me see that dick.
Let
me
see that dick.
That's a spicy dick. It's going to be a big dick.
Big ass dick.
Show us that dick.
By big ass dick, I mean like when I take my dick out, it's actually just a bunch of butts piled on top of each other. It's a big ass dick.
It's a big ass dick.
Whoa.
So, Tim, pop that bad boy out.
All right, ready? Zip.
Oh, that's a fancy dick.
Wait, where is it?
Oh,
rude Marlena and Hacky.
I'm being serious. Where is it?
Sorry, Tim. I'm going to be honest. We can't see that dick. This is a first. I wanted to be friendly to you and make you. I know it's your birthday, but get a better dick, bro. If
you're going
to come onto the podcast, we have a hard dick.
What do you think I'm trying to win this money for this contest for? I'm going to get dick surgery. Get one of
I mean, hard dicks are cool, but like, I would much rather have a difficult dick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I would like a dick that is not like angry hard. It's just disappointed in me hard.
Oh, yeah.
That
like
doesn't quite
one
make
of those,
sense.
One of those, I get it. One of those soft hards. Like, if you bang it on something, it'll bend a little. don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Guys, and that means that things are going well for me.
Yeah, I get after it.
Well, that ends Let Us See That Dick. Go ahead and put that dick away, Tim.
Zip.
Great sound effects on this podcast.
He keeps his dick in a zip drive.
He does. Yeah, dude. He does.
It's that tiny. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Dicey, why is your dick so little? Dick.
Hey.
Marlena, how have you been?
Man, I'm good. I had a ton of stuff to do, yes. And it's done.
That's a great
today.
Feeling.
For the past like week and a half, I've been doing nothing but working.
Yeah, been cranking it out.
Haven't smoked like any weed. And so
good,
tomorrow
top,
is going to be like my day.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Where you just smoke a bunch of weed?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tim Broadway.
please don't tell me how to live my life.
Captain of the theater. I'm just asking questions.
But so far, my plan is that I'm going to wake up.
Yeah.
Possibly early.
Okay.
That's like a possibility.
Yes.
Go to yoga.
Okay.
Probably injure myself a little bit.
Yes.
Go to the movies.
What movie are you going to see? Do you have a plan?
I'm going to see Gone Girl.
Oh, I heard that Ben Affleck is like naked in it or something.
Yeah, we
right?
get to see his little dick.
His dude, little, he shows off his hog in this thing?
Is that true?
It's for like a second, apparently.
Yeah, but I feel like that's all you need.
Because
you can freeze a dick.
Hog.
It's almost like, what's the point of having a dick out for 1 second? You know, just show us that dick.
No, yeah, that's what I'm agree. Saying. I mean, I don't think we're going to see a lot of it because most of it will be in Matt Damon's mouth. So I don't think we will see
that sounds fun.
A ton of it.
Matt Damon's going to be sucking on Ben Affleck's dick, and Ben Affleck's just going to be like, gone, girl.
I was trying to think of how to work that in. I was like, his dick is going to be gone, girl, but I like that way more. Gone, girl.
Gone, girl.
Oh, that's beautiful. And a perfect Ben Affleck impression.
I'm known for my impressions on this podcast.
Sure.
And then I'm going on a date tomorrow.
You're going on a date? Ooh.
Yeah,
where'd you meet this fella?
Shouldn't be talking about this.
Why?
Did you meet him on another podcast?
I think he's like another comedian. Not I think. I know, but I'm trying to be vague.
Is he funny?
He's a Chicago comedian.
Is it Tommy McNamara?
Is it Tommy Mac?
It's not Tommy
is
Mac.
Is it Joey Deschanel?
I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough.
Who is?
My titty's too small.
Well, he did say that on the podcast.
I got tiny titties.
Girl, you got tiny titties. Get on with yourself.
Gone, girl.
Gone, girl. That's my impression of Tommy Mac.
That is a good impression. I'm going to give you a note. Sounds a little bit like you're Ben Affleck. Just a tiny bit.
I don't see it.
Where are you going on a date,
yeah,
girl?
Where are you going?
I don't
What's
know.
What's a typical date for you?
I think
like?
We're getting a drink, but I'm so bad at I'm so bad at this.
Oh, how so?
Which part?
Like the
like,
part that
I'm
you're
so,
referencing.
I'm so,
you said it.
I'm just real bad.
You said I'm so bad at this, and I said like what, and you said what?
I said which part?
But it's
I
the
see
part
where
you're
I see
about.
Where it's going downhill based on this last conversation between you and Tom.
This is great. Which part are you talking
about? Drink.
You're getting a drink.
Yeah.
That's a good first date, right? Do you see a future?
Well,
have you guys already fucked?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Jesus, Tim.
Sometimes I go on a first date after I done fucked.
Sure.
It happens to me.
Oh, Tim.
Let me ask you this. So you're going on this big date. Who books that?
Oh, good question.
How'd you get that?
Yeah.
That I actually went to auditions in Cincinnati.
Oh.
And it was a long drive, but it was worth it.
No, that's fun. When was the last time you went on a date? You go on a lot. Do you date around a lot lately?
No.
Yeah. I've
been working on me, actually. I've been doing a lot of like focus on moi.
Okay.
Because
is that a Miss Piggy class?
I can't. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
That's a good reference. You guys are stupid.
Because, you know, I can't you know, be a skinny hot bitch by my with the help of anybody else.
You're already a skinny hot bitch.
Were you going to say skank?
A skanky ass hot ass bitch.
My goal is to be 15 pounds.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a bad goal.
That's what most people weigh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like down to 14 right now, but I've just like, I was sick recently, so.
I mean, you look terrible.
Thank you.
You look on the brink of death, but
thank you.
Good for you.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Tom's the hottest guy that lives in this house.
Thanks, man. Everybody
Connor
knows that's
here?
Not true. Yeah.
Yeah, but
old
Connor,
green shirt Connor Delahanty.
Connor weighs like 18 pounds.
That's true. He's really heavy these days. No, this is all actually relative to the podcast. Lately, we've been talking a lot about relationships. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to ride a fine line with you.
Yeah. If you're ever uncomfortable, that's exactly what it's probably going to be called.
That's what I refer to sex as, riding
fine
a fine line.
I'm Hispanic, for anyone who didn't get that.
Yeah. Podriguez is a...
I feel meals.
You got out of a long relationship recently.
I did.
We don't have to talk about that, by
the
way.
We can talk
about
it. We'll
talk about
details. We'll see where this goes.
We won't talk about
fine
details.
Tom knows all the details.
I know deets. But
I don't know anything. Fill me in. I feel like a guy on a, like a gossip news thing.
Sure. All right. What was he going to say? So you dated a comic.
I did.
Are you like exclusive to comics? Is that your deal?
No, I just realized I'm like a workaholic and therefore I don't meet anybody else. No, here's what it is.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying, when I meet normal dudes, it's just like not a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't hold a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's...
Here, we'll do a conversation. You do it to me.
Okay, great.
And we'll do it. Okay.
Like as me?
Yeah, you be you, and then I'll be a normal, regular dude.
Okay.
I love this.
Why don't you start with, like, wanting to buy me a drink?
Act like you're this guy that she's meeting.
Why don't you start with, like, wanting to buy me a drink?
So, hey, can I buy you a drink or whatever, Mexican lady? Oh, I'm already too funny.
You already mixed it up. Not by being too funny. I'll show you that.
That wasn't you being too funny.
God, don't hold back, Tim, if that's what you thought the problem was.
Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, well, hold on. Do you look like you?
Oh, good question. No, I'm hotter than me.
Great. So you're hot. Let's just say you're really hot.
Okay, first of all.
Like, you're hot like this, but we're talking like really hot. Okay.
Do you guys, I'm sorry, listeners, do you guys feel the tension, the sex tension in the room?
Oh,
I'm
going to
set these motherfuckers up.
There is a water park in my pants right now.
What's it called for bonus points?
It's called Slip In and Out.
Points!
The tension was just me being straight up mad.
You can also get burgers. All right. Okay. So you're super hot. Okay, here we go.
All right. So can I buy you a drink? I'm super hot.
Oh, sure.
All right, cool. What do you want?
Whiskey soda with a splash of cranberry.
All right. Hey, bartender, get this pretty young thing a whiskey soda with a splash
That'll
of cranberry.
That'll be $7. Son.
$7?
Yeah. Will you be having anything? $10 credit card minimum. You like this character? Is this adding anything?
Yeah, I'll have a whiskey soda with a splash of cranberry.
$20
also.
You owe me.
$20?
It's ladies' night.
Oh, okay.
You should have said, I'll take two for the lady. I would have charged you $14.
Well, she's drinking both of them. I just thought...
Is that just Seinfeld? Is the bartender Seinfeld?
Does this sound like Seinfeld?
It's old-time Seinfeld.
That changed halfway through.
Here's your money.
Thanks. Back to your conversation.
Here's your drink. Young lady that I don't know her name of. What's your name?
Marlena.
Oh, Marlena. That sounds ethnic of some sort.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, what kind of ethnicity?
I'm Puerto Rican and Cuban.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, real sassy.
It sounds like it. How sassy do you get?
I don't know. I'm not from this country.
Well, I mean, do you support Obama?
Of course.
all right, well, this conversation's over. I'll be taking my drink now.
And scene. So what went wrong there?
I would say it was mostly the fact that he wasn't throwing money at me.
I see. Okay. So that's the problem.
Was,
you were used to people.
Here's the problem. It was
issue.
A strip club.
It's a, there, that was the twist.
Yeah.
No, I think I know. I know what you mean to some extent. Like, but have you dated people who don't do stand up, like long term, or do comedy? I should say.
Mm-hmm.
How recently? Like since you
before
started
my last
doing
boyfriend
comedy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't. I guess I forgot that there was a BC.
I guess
before. Oh. I'm sorry. That was stupid.
I guess. Before though, I wasn't as seriously like in it though.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just like a mark in time. Like
I also think Chicago's weird.
How so?
Like. I think people in Chicago are weird.
Again.
Which one?
Marlena, I don't think you need to date. I think you need to have better conversations.
I don't think it's me, Tim.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's been Tom the whole time. He's not a good interviewer.
That's me. That's
yeah,
true.
It's Tom.
I edit down everything to make it seem like I'm a great interviewer. And then I'm like, and then I edit me in saying stuff like, that was a ridiculous
tell me about
answer.
Your childhood.
And then I edit myself in trying to do an impression of you answering my questions better. So whatever you hear for the rest of the episode, it's just me doing an impression
of
Tim.
Which
is just
you
and
over and over going, I like burritos.
Ay, ay, ay.
I truly have been saying ay, ay, ay all the time.
Oh, yeah?
It started as my own personal bit,
yeah.
And now I'm saying it all.
I think that's
the
how
time.
Language works eventually. Is things start off as a bit. I started calling people brother a lot, and then lately I've just been doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's just seeped into my regular conversation.
Now I just call dicks hogs all the time.
Oh, yeah?
And I say axe instead of ask now.
Yeah,
because
that's just Tim's
dialect
just
things
now.
That I do.
What was I gonna
I'm also
say?
A hillbilly.
We were talking
trash.
About relationships.
Yes. Are you looking for... So you think people in Chicago are weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How so?
I think it's just kind of like this Midwest versus East Coast thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know.
In what way? I guess I just am looking for
quit being vague.
Us people from the East Coast are like really cool. And you people from the Midwest are like not as cool.
That's bullshit.
Wow, that's real bullshit.
That.
I say we fucking beat this bitch.
Oh no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't say things like that on
sorry,
the pod.
Sewer people.
You're offensive to the sewer people.
I've already started the paperwork with HR.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, in what way are Midwest people weird?
I don't know. Y'all get married real early.
Okay, I guess that's fair. But
that's true.
I did get engaged at a very young age, so I'm a part of that.
Oh my god! For a second, I thought you were telling me that you
like
recently got
no.
engaged, and I was
oh,
about to freak out.
Ay-ay-ay.
See, it's great.
No. No, I don't believe in marriage anymore. I don't think that's not true. I think like it works for some people, and I don't think it would work for me in my life right now. But that's me. I don't know. I guess I do see that point. But like coming from that angle, are you looking for relationships?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm kind of like looking for three free drinks.
Three free drinks.
And I'm kind of in this really interesting place that I've never been in before where like I'm super comfortable not having a boyfriend.
It's pretty great, right?
I've never felt that way. I've had boyfriends since I was like
14. This is so weird
because
this is exactly what I was saying to you like a few months ago, I feel like.
What were you saying?
I was saying like, get comfortable being alone, girl. Being alone's cool.
It's going to be happening for the rest of your life.
I've always just transitioned from boyfriend to boyfriend.
Sure.
Because it was like comfortable.
From Justin to Kelly. I get it. You keep moving on. This is so stupid. You just keep on keeping on. And it's easy to get in that repetition. and like just get comfortable filling in a spot, basically.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But
I mean, they're
pretty great
good spots.
I'm not saying that you're like just, oh man, the pool's light this year. I'm just gonna, I guess it's a.
But yeah, I don't
it's
know.
1979
I'm,
on the SNL staff or whatever. Was that even the year? I don't remember what year.
I know
it was
that like
shit.
At some point I'll meet somebody and that'll be like fun, but like
yeah.
I'm just kind of I'm like a workaholic right now.
I feel ya. That's exactly like
but
the mode that I'm
good.
In. Yeah, I understand. Where it's like it's very hard to balance thinking about that stuff when you're in a mode of like I have to get this done by now and mm-hmm. I've got sets to do also. Like
yeah. I was yeah. also like in long distance for so long. That it's almost like I didn't have, like, a physical transition.
Okay.
Like, I don't, there's really no change physically between the life that I had before and the life that I have now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're
That's
just not making phone calls.
That's a lot less. And I think that the thing that hits you the hardest, I feel like we've talked about this a bit lately, is, like, when something bad happens, or good, like, not having that person to call.
No, yeah.
Do you feel that? Like, is that something you miss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, call me. Call Tim.
Yeah, you could call me. I'm like, no one ever calls me.
Tim, you're the perfect character. You are just like the perfect character.
This is just him.
In like a group of friends. Yeah. That you're just like, you're like.
He's our Eeyore. He's
you're
our
like kind of the Joey. Yeah, you're kind of the Eeyore.
Joey Fatone?
No. Oh. Like, you're so great. I can't believe
so
you're
much.
Actually like a person on the inside.
Yeah, there's a heart in there.
Yeah,
good people.
Yeah. What
He's
is the inside
boy.
Of your brain?
I call
like?
My grandma when good stuff happens. She's more excited than any girlfriend I've ever had.
I call my dad.
My dad yeah. gets pretty excited too. Well. I have to buy black cherry Fresca. Don't
oh
really forget
again?
That. Yeah.
Oh Jesus. Well, I don't have a dad, so I just
oh my
I just
god
go to his
with
grave.
This again.
Hey, Tom,
hey, your dad
hello.
Could be here.
Why? Oh, what do you mean? Like amongst us? Like a ghost?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have a Ouija board we were going to pull out later and try to talk to him and tell him he's a piece of shit. Fuck my dead dad. Fuck my dead ass dad.
That's such a great bit.
We're trying to communicate to my dad to tell him I still hate him.
I want to talk to my dad. What do you want to say, Tom? Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm doing okay.
Tom's all jealous that Marlena and I are just shoving our good dads in your fucking shit dad's face.
Yeah, I have a good dad. Beautiful. Sorry about your bad dad.
Hey, bad dead dad.
I ain't sorry, bro.
Bad dad dead.
Hey, I don't give
if
a shit.
If you had a good dad, you may not be funny.
If I had a good dad, I wouldn't have a dead dad to make fun of. I'd be bummed out that my
yeah,
dad's
what about
dead.
All that material?
Good point.
Yeah, but maybe your dad wouldn't be dead.
That's a good point. If he wasn't, you're right. You're right. If
no
my dad,
no matter what, your dad's definitely dead.
Well, I just feel like if, I mean, you're right. If he wasn't Indian, he probably wouldn't be dead. And that's why he had the blood disease. Anyways, that's enough about old Breezy. Let's move on for a little bit and maybe come back to this. We'll put a pin in all of this. Because, I mean, our guests. I mean, our listeners, who I call our guests, it gets very confusing.
Because we're having a party.
We are. This is a big party, and they want to know about your career because it's you're a big celebrity. It's you're a big get. So we just want to ask
it.
You some questions, like what was Jill like on the set? You know what I mean?
She
Wilson
was. I do have to say, she was very kind.
She was kind.
She was made sure to come into my trailer and offer me muffins. By that I do mean her kibbles and bits.
Oh my god!
Fun
dog
fact,
food.
Jill was a hardcore lesbian.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you can picture, you know,
that's
that.
Interesting.
If you can picture her. You know, sometimes her shoulder pads got in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was unbelievable.
Ah, that's interesting. I mean, that's really interesting, and I'm shocked to hear that. And you know what? Happy for that community. But my more important question is, did you ever get to see Wilson's face on the set?
Yeah.
I know it was hidden for the viewers, but, like, what did it look like?
It was actually, do you know... in the Christmas Carol in Scrooged.
Yes.
When one of the ghosts opens, Bill Murray opens his coat.
Yes.
And it's like monsters and
I
darkness.
Do remember that.
That's what the bottom of his face was.
Oh, I forgot that that's what we were talking about. That's just such a cool scene. I thought you were going to be like, hey, that's a fun scene. Anyway, Wilson's face looks
weird. That's what Wilson's face looked like.
Ah, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was the rest of like a volleyball.
Oh, really? I think that you're getting that mixed up. Unless maybe that is the same Wilson.
Is that the same? Are they the same guy?
Hold on. Let me look it up.
You're checking IMDb.
That's it.
Slamming your phone against the mic definitely gave the illusion. God, the sound effects are just spot on this episode.
That's me. This is me walking in China. This is me doing a marathon.
That's a fast pace for a marathon.
Very
you're going to burn out pretty quickly.
Wow.
This is a big, like I said, this is a big hit, or a big get, because Home Improvement was one of my favorite shows mm-hmm. as a kid, as was America. Mm-hmm. And having, like, the person who played Tim Taylor on the mm-hmm. show, mm-hmm. just a big, just crazy. I can't believe we could get you. It's nuts.
I mean, do you watch my show on ABC at 8 p.m.?
What is that called?
Tool
Time.
Two.
Tool Time 2?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I didn't know it even existed.
Mm-hmm. It's at Tool Time 2.
What?
Mm-hmm. They wanted to, like, really get with the times.
Yeah, so now it's at. It's everything
at
is
Tool
at
Time
now.
2, and it's in the future.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. That's exciting.
It's called mm-hmm. Tool Time 2 Back in the Tool Bag.
Okay.
It goes back into the future.
That's fun.
Because mm-hmm. The future is in the back.
Sure. So was it exciting for you to get that show? Like,
no.
How did you get that? Who books that?
Good question.
Who books that? I did an audition in Cincinnati.
Yes.
And after that, I got a call back.
All the auditions are in Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati.
At a Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
That's
very
exciting.
There was an open mic at a Chili's, too, in the airport.
Whoa.
And I was discovered.
I see. You, Tim Allen, were discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And you are Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. Why would you ask me that? That's very rude.
Hold on. Wait, ay, ay, ay is what Marlena Rodriguez said.
Oh.
You know what? I think that my disease is... I think my disease is flaring up again. Guys, this is hard for me to talk about, but...
Do you have leukemia?
I do have leukemia, but I also have STAD, which is selective Tim Allen disorder, which is where you... you think that certain people in your life are Tim Allen at times, and it goes in and out.
Yeah,
1 in 7 billion people in the country are affected every year.
Aren't there only 6 billion people?
That's
on
part
Earth?
Of the disease. It's really an epidemic.
Okay, is it that you think the extra billion is Tim Allen?
Yes, it's actually
sense.
It actually affects two people. One of them is actually Tim Allen, which is the greatest tragedy. Sometimes he'll just be talking to people and he'll start accusing them of being Tim Allen.
He was on Kimmel last night and he legit came out with a t-shirt with like the time and channel for his TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really corny.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was still funny. It made me feel bad.
Isn't it weird? Like, there was a time when Tim Allen was, like, the hottest shit on the planet.
There was
like
also
so
a time
crazy.
Where he dealt cocaine.
Weird. I wonder if he still gets, if he still fucks all the time.
I bet he does. He does probably. Key bumps
no
and
way.
Just straight
He's
plows.
Tired. He's
yeah.
a kid.
He goes to Michigan and just plows.
Tim just said that in a way that made me think, like, someone told him that. And it might have been Tim Allen.
Yeah, well...
You know he does.
Wait, do you have STAD?
Yeah.
Do you think that Tim Allen told you that?
No, he says it in those Michigan commercials.
Look, This part of the podcast.
Oh, you mean when it snows?
Yeah, he just goes and plows.
He goes and plows. Oh yeah, that's part of his outreach.
That's
what
part
you
of
guys
his
think
come
I
to
was
Michigan
saying?
Thing.
Never mind.
Oh, you thought I was talking about fucking bitches?
I have. Well, I also.
All right,
have,
Tim. You don't have to call them bitches.
SFB.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on, man. You gotta stop that on the podcast.
Like a little bitch.
What about skunts? Is skunts okay? I made up the word skunt the other day.
I was going to say, I don't know what that means.
I don't think that's a real thing.
Skunt? It's a mixture of skank and cunt.
I really hate this.
All right. That's.
Anyways, that segment, that piece was brought to you by the Foundation for People Trying to Cure STAD. Get checked for STADs, guys.
What does it stand for again?
It's Selective Tim Allen Disorder. And it's very insensitive to me that you didn't remember.
Is that what your dad died of?
He did. He thought that he saw Tim Allen on his plane, and he got up and tried to come at him. And the guy it was a murderer. It was a terrorist, and he killed him.
I'm really sorry, Dick. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. He's an asshole. Anyways, we're going to move on to our next.
I feel like a therapist would have a field day with you.
Oh, I'm going to sign up again. I'm signing up for therapy
again.
Like
a therapist would be like, ooh.
I've gone to therapy before. Somehow my father didn't come up.
You have to tell them. They don't just like, oh, and. Hmm.
Wait, I went to a therapist that had a wheel that you had to spin. It was the therapist that they had at a shoe carnival.
Come and, get your therapy told. I went to a therapist and she had a crystal ball.
They read my palm and said that I was really fucked up. Yeah. And said that it was my grandma's fault.
She said she saw more crying in my future. She was right.
I used to go to a therapist for my gambling addiction.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it fix you? It didn't.
No. But I'd sit there with him for an hour, and he would just laugh at the things I was saying hysterically for an hour. And I'm just paying to make you laugh. And he was like, yeah, kind of. I'm not doing
what,
this
was he
anymore.
The producer of laughs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get it? Because,
because he wasn't
paying you, but you were making him laugh. We're never going to get on
God,
that
God, that's going to be every
I'm
episode. Are you trying to get on it?
No.
Yeah, fuck it. Tim's going to be on it.
Yeah, go
say.
Tim.
I'm going to be on it next week, guys.
You know,
you
have a date.
Well, he asked
Wait,
for
that's
all my
true?
Stuff.
What date is that going to air?
I think next week.
We should get wasted
what is that?
Oh,
destroy the TV.
This is going to air in like 3 weeks.
What day is tomorrow? The 3rd? That's my
Tomorrow's
birthday.
The 3rd. So the 10th?
So no, it'd be the 11th, I think, on
okay,
Saturday.
Okay, so the 11th. He so this will be out already, I think.
He asked
so you
me
can
for
see
all
Tim
my,
online.
He asked me for all my info. So I think they'll probably put it up next week.
Did he ask for your credit card information and social security number while he was at it?
Yeah.
He might as well. The piece of shit.
Listen,
anyways.
Okay. First of all.
Probably has that part out.
I'm happy about it.
Hey, we're all happy for you. Anyways, we're going to.
You're such a fucking asshole.
No, it is nice for you. I just disagree with the principle of the program.
No, I don't blame you, man.
Anyways.
It goes again. It's doing what is no longer exists. Like, it's doing that whole. The improv thing.
Exactly. That's totally
but
it. The old Comedy Store thing.
It will be duplicated and.
Yeah,
it's
worse.
That's not why it's not cool.
It's worse. Anyways, for a way better, like more poignant point of view on it, check out Nick Vatterott's podcast. Have you listened to it?
What did he say?
It's just really funny. You definitely. He does an interview with the host of Laughs, but it's just him doing
does?
It.
He oh,
just.
It's just
really
him.
Funny.
That sounds great.
Check out Nick Vatterott's podcast. It was really fun. It's called Getting Paid. Anyways, moving on. We have a new fun segment that I'm really excited about.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a spicy segment. So, it's called Eddie Vedder News.
Oh, my God.
We usually do Anthony Kiedis News, but this time it's a segment where... I ask you guys where you think Eddie Vedder is, and I'll give you guys hints, but let's...
Do you know for sure?
I know where he's at right now, yes. This is the theme song. Here it is. Where in the world is Eddie Vedder? Can't find a Vedder man. He travels by bus and sometimes vans. Can't find a Vedder man. Can't find a Vedder man. Can't find a Vedder man. All right, so where do you guys think that Eddie Vedder is right now? And I do know where he's at.
Okay,
so we have to guess now without any clues.
You don't. You can ask me questions.
It's 7:17 p.m. We can ask you questions.
You can ask me questions. Yes.
What
the table's up?
What time zone?
It is an hour ahead of right now. So whatever that means.
It's an hour ahead. Is he in New York City?
Don't guess yet.
Oh, okay.
Ask me questions.
Above or below Washington, D.C.?
It is below Washington, D.C.
Okay, cool.
I'll also tell you that it is the birthplace of Rocky Raccoon. So that's a fun fact. I don't know if that helps. That would give
it
to me.
Is that from the Goofy movie?
Yeah, it is. I assume.
Like
I don't think it is.
I'm crying right now.
Why are you crying? Are you sad because you don't know where Eddie Vedder is?
Yeah.
Is he in one of the Carolinas?
Stop guessing.
That's
guess
not a
question.
That's a it's a question.
That
is
a question.
I want you to ask fun questions.
Oh,
I want you to
okay.
ask a fun question.
Is he
about
with
the
his,
city.
Is he with his kids?
His bandmates are his kids, so yes.
Did this that, city once
He's with Pearl Jam.
What?
He's with his band Pearl Jam.
Oh. Yeah,
do you know who Eddie
kids.
Vedder is?
Right. That's who Eddie Vedder is. great. Is he playing a show?
He is playing a show. He actually played a show there last night.
Does this state or town, did it once have slavery?
It did not.
It
no.
did not?
No, it didn't. It was one of the few that like slipped away out of it. But it didn't
what?
Before. Wait, did you say did it before? It does now.
Oh, it does now.
Yeah, there's
okay.
slaves there now. Oh, here's a fun fact. some people in this state were held captive in a man's basement.
Oh,
I know what it is.
Is it West Virginia?
It is not.
Is
no.
it? Okay.
Louisiana.
Was it the state you went to college in?
No. But it's the state that someone I was engaged to went to college in.
Okay.
Georgia.
Oh, I'm okay. sorry. Medical school in.
Georgia.
That is incorrect.
Does this city have a football team?
It does, and it is nasty.
Yeah.
Is
oh.
it Florida?
It is not Florida.
But is their team a color?
Yes. What? Oh, no.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
What
I thought
just
you meant
happened
their mascot.
There?
I thought he meant their mascot. He meant the team name. Is it a color?
Oh.
But that's a no?
That's a no. That's
I
a hard no.
I think you are confused about where these people
no,
were
I'm not
in
confused.
A basement.
I'm not. There is a football team in this place. Nope. I didn't say city. I said state.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Oh.
Can't find a Vedder man.
I forget about where they were in the basement.
Has Marlena done auditions in this city?
She has done auditions in this
city.
Oh,
my city. God. Is this Cincinnati?
It's Cincinnati. That was going to be the next clue.
I already figured it out when you said nasty, but I thought you.
Well, then why did you think Cleveland?
Because
I said because
you
girls,
said the captured.
I know, but I said state. I did not say city.
I thought
city.
You said city.
Well, you were fucking wrong.
My
That's
bad.
Why this is a podcast. That is the end of the segment. Where in the world is Eddie Vedder?
Where in the world is Eddie Vedder? Can't find a Vedder man. He travels by bus and sometimes vans. Can't find a Vedder man. Can't find a Vedder man.
So good. Your songs are so good.
That's so stupid. They're all in Vedder voice. Anyways. Okay, grab me a beer while you're in there if you wouldn't mind.
I'll take a beer. Can I have a beer?
Grab Marlena Podriguez.
I
a
haven't
beer.
Had a drink in forever.
Are you like trying not to? And we
I,
just turned
I,
you into
I
a drinker again?
I have not had any time.
Okay.
I haven't been drinking or smoking and like only eating really healthy food. Thank you, Tim. because I've like exerted, because I've been exerting myself so much.
I see.
That if I eat shitty food, I would like die.
That makes sense.
So I lost like 5 pounds.
You look
in
good.
Like a week.
You're glowing.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
Are you pregnant,
guys?
You're thanks. Glowing.
I just think it's like kind of crazy that you just for like 1 week you stop doing all the shitty stuff that you do.
Yeah,
you lose weight.
It's so fast. It can work so fast. Especially when you're younger, I hear. Like, I know that I've heard so many people say that when you, as you get older, it sucks. Like, it takes so long to lose weight. But I feel like when I was 19, I dropped weight so fast. It was, like, addicting. But that was also an eating disorder that I had. So, don't do what I did, where you become anorexic for fucking... I got it hooked on diet pills.
Did you really?
I did.
Dude,
you did not get hooked on diet pills.
I swear. I mean, I don't know what hooked means. I took them every day. Is that hooked? And I used them as a, you're supposed to use them as a supplement to your diet, and instead I made them my diet.
No one who's taking diet pills is taking them because they want to be like healthier about life.
I did. I was stupid. Like, nobody taught me about nutrition in the right ways. So I thought that, like, hey, I'll just pop a diet pill, and oh man, I have a shitload of energy now. I didn't realize what it was doing. Here's what I thought was happening when I took a diet pill. I thought it was going into my body and fighting all of the fat out of it. Like, it's just killing fat cells.
Everybody,
it's just,
was kung fu fighting.
That's what I was picturing. I was like, I can eat whatever I want.
Sometimes people make fun of me for being a big fucking idiot.
I'm telling
you.
But
you know what? I feel smart today.
You shouldn't, because I'm not giving myself credit.
I knew diet pills were speed.
I didn't realize that. See, because you would get energy from the diet pills. Like, you still should eat something. What I would do is I would get up, I would pull out a piece of bread,
God,
the like 35 so calorie kind, or the brown berry kind towards the end, because I heard that was
healthier. Wedge a diet pill in it.
No.
I would pour sriracha all over it, and or hot sauce, like for Frank's or something, and then eat that for breakfast. And then
you eat a piece of bread with hot sauce for
I would.
Breakfast?
And then maybe some milk, and then pop a diet pill, and then go about my day.
That's like sounds so insanely unhealthy.
It was insane. And I was staying up for like 20 hours at a time.
Oh my God.
I was fucking crazy.
Do you do a bit about that?
No.
Wait, why not?
Because
that's so amazing.
I forgot about it.
It's so funny.
I try
that
to
you
block
like,
so much of it out.
I think it's so great. That would be such a great bit about how you like accidentally developed a crazy eating. Not like
it was a real
I'm busy, so like
disorder.
I don't really eat. You were just like
I was really
eating
busy
eating disorder.
Yeah, and I would run like fucking 8 miles, like the film with Eminem. I would run it over and over again. That's one of the side effects.
Oh,
you get addicted to 8 miles.
He edited out the spaghetti part.
What did you look
watch.
Like? What did you look like?
I dropped down to like 130, and right now I'm like right now I'm probably like 150 or 155. Probably
you still
one.
Weigh less than me.
But it doesn't matter.
I used to weigh 145.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh right now?
185.
I can see you being 145.
I did a play where I was naked.
Yeah.
Really?
And I got myself down to 140.
You got yourself down
don't
to 140.
Don't fucking ask me that.
Why?
Shut up, Tim.
What is it? Is
that's
that
a pretty
rude?
Funny question.
I actually got it cornrowed.
Oh, nice. I used to have cornrows. Did you, were you in Hair?
No.
Oh. It's a play where everyone
gets
naked.
I see. Tim shit himself on Broadway, but that's a story for another time. He's a man of the theater. Anyways, so you had to do a play naked. Were you saying that you dropped down when you did that?
I was working out, like, I'd also just come off of, like, a breakup.
Ah,
so I was
the perfect
out.
Storm!
I know. Yeah. I was working out 3 hours a day.
Holy shit.
And
too
I,
much.
I got down to 140 and, like, I dropped, like, 20 pounds in, like, a month and a half.
Damn, were you all ripped up?
I mean, yeah, I looked very good.
That's awesome.
Then I got a boyfriend and gained a bunch of weight.
But you're not heavy now. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
You look fine. You don't look fat. Like,
a lot.
I mean, you look skinny.
I don't think I'm fat, but I do weigh a lot more than you would think.
Here's
I get
the thing,
fat
though.
Face.
Yeah, you do. No, you don't.
You're beautiful,
called,
just the way you are.
This is called Self-Esteem with Tom Brodley. I think that the difference is, like, for me, is that I don't have, like, breasts or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that adds more weight.
My ass is great.
You have
that's
a butt.
True. That's true.
I
that's
have, like, a...
I, do you want to see
I'm
it?
Bony.
I've looked at it. Yeah, I'll look at it.
You've looked at it?
I mean, we saw Tim's
dick. I stared at it
while
you were walking around.
I thought you were kidding.
I thought you were going to take those pants off.
That's a wonderful ass.
That's
Tom doesn't want to look at my ass.
I feel very uncomfortable.
Tom, look at my ass.
It's a very wonderful
it's a good ass,
ass,
right?
Yeah,
look.
Sure.
That ass that ass makes my dick say, ay, ay, ay.
Do you guys see what's happening between these two? Here I am in the middle. They're sitting together.
Let's really
now.
Go through my body here.
Let's
so
not do that.
I think I have like itty bitty wrists.
Yeah, you got some small wrists, girl. Sure, you got growers.
I got itty bitty ankles, right?
Well, at least they ain't cankles. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. God,
and then we've got like a thigh explosion.
But that's a body type. You know what I mean?
People are into thigh explosions.
No, I like what's
yeah, you
going
like it.
On.
Yeah.
Okay, you sounded like.
And then we have a butt explosion, the good kind.
I had that on Broadway.
Butt explosion. Call
and then
back.
I have good boobs.
My friend.
Then you have good boobs?
I do have good boobs.
My friend Melinda.
No, we're not going to see them.
I wasn't going to ask because you had been getting mad at all the other sexist things I've been saying.
The thing is, you know that they're sexist.
All right, and that's going to go in the bucket.
That's going to go in the... Oh, I think you said the butt gig. You said
that's
the bucket.
That's going to go in the butt gig.
Anyways, my friend Melinda has a great bit. I don't even know if she does it anymore. Maybe it was just a tweet, but I thought it was hilarious. About the word cankles. She's like, men are so gross that even our ankles need to be hot. That's bullshit.
Oh, wait. I
Isn't
think
that
you
funny?
Retweeted that. I think
oh,
I
think
that.
I did. She's great.
She's so funny.
She's our number one dick princess. That's what we call the listeners.
That's really great.
Anyways. So you're happy with the situation? Like,
I think things are like.
See,
okay.
I'm not happy with Tim's body.
I'm not happy with my body either.
No,
to be
I'm not.
Honest
I'm not happy. Like, I feel very uncomfortable if I don't run like every day. Today I didn't get a run in because I wanted to be on time for the podcast. And no, I'm just kidding.
I was late.
No, I didn't get a run in today because I was busy. And I feel like shit right now. Like, it really fucks with my head. Yeah, it's I have some fucking real-ass body dysmorphic shit going on.
Well, Tom.
What?
Tom won't try meditation.
I do need to try meditation.
I have a question, though. If you're stupid and nothing is in your head, like, most of the day, is that meditation? Like,
no.
Okay. Like, I can just blank out for hours.
Oh, yeah?
That's...
Have I hit enlightenment?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think you are enlightened.
Thanks, man. I mean, I'm real cool with the gays.
Oh, my God.
Guys?
Tim is single-handedly setting humanity back all the time.
Here's the thing. That
single-handedly.
I think the listeners understand that where Tim's coming from. He's got a good heart. He's just fucking around.
No, Tim's figured it out. Me and you were sitting around Tim's just sitting there yelling homo. And
oh, please.
Please what?
Please
hey,
what?
Fag.
This is your podcast. Tom.
Hey, I don't want to put my name stamp on this. This is Tomb Raider's podcast.
Tomb Raider. Like
guys,
it.
we have another segment to jump into that we like to do on the old pod. Actually, I don't know if I want to do this one. It's called "How's Your Ex Doing?" It's where we just ask people about their exes and what their relationship is with them.
All right, we can do this.
You want to? It'll be a short one.
I got an update on one I haven't talked about yet.
I do like the segment.
All right. We need to have a theme song for "How's Your Ex Doing?" We don't have one yet. If anybody wants to make
How's
a theme song.
Your ex?
All right. Anyways, this
ex.
Is how your how's yeah. your ex doing. And Tim, you said you've got a new update with your ex?
Yeah, she's back with the boyfriend that she was with before me that all she would do while she was with me was tell me how he was the one and how he got away.
Oh no.
So it worked out.
She would always be like, I mean, it's just like I can't get that serious with you because I'm still in love with blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever. I don't really care. Like, it just didn't faze me at all.
What are your thoughts on warning dudes?
What are your thoughts
on like being like, hey, this is my deal?
It's going to freak most dudes out. It doesn't bother me, but it'll probably freak most dudes out.
What if the deal is like...
Yes. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know. I like to play things as they go. I feel like you shouldn't... I feel like it depends on what you want. If you want like a really serious relationship, I think... Yeah, sure. Tell him. I would wait like a little bit. Maybe.
I wouldn't. I don't think it would ever be in the case of like, I want to get into it. I'm going to tell him.
I see.
It's
okay.
More the opposite.
I think if you're just trying to get it in, you just be like, hey, man, this isn't serious. Just give me that dick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the lingo you speak in.
What? That's how women talk, right?
But I'm serious. Like, if some chick came up to me and was like, I'm still in love with this guy, but I need to get laid or whatever, Tim. And I'd be like, oh, I'll give it to you.
Oh my God, Tim, I love you so much. Do you just like, I imagine that if Tim was like a teacher, an English teacher, he would just.
Imagining that is some sort of
like,
crime.
First day of school, he would. What did you say?
I said imagining that is already a crime. Yeah. Like, you just committed a crime by putting them in the same place even in your brain.
First day of school would be like. He would pass out the Urban Dictionary.
Tim has to stay 500 yards away from schools, even in your thoughts. Even in your fantasies.
That's so great.
No, Tim's like this all day. This is Tim all day, yeah. Baby.
Tim, you're just like so perfect.
Thank you very much.
You're just like, next time I write like a thing. I'm going to be like, okay, but who's the Tim in here?
Oh, man. What a compliment.
The trick is to not care about anything ever at any point in time.
Oh, yeah?
I truly hope that works out for you, dude.
I care about losing to you and fucking Blitz, you son of a bitch.
You got really upset about that. We had an N64. This really changed our lives. Anyways.
I don't care about that much. I only care about comedy, really.
Yeah. Well, that's...
And
okay.
Pussy.
No, I haven't got... I've gotten laid once this year.
Like 2014?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's your number before that?
42.
That's
42?
We've talked about this, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we
Jackie
talked
Robinson,
about it.
Jackie Robinson, baby.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't even know if that's right.
Yeah, it is.
Where were we?
Guys, I'm going
to
do it.
I want to get back to...
How's your ex doing?
We are talking about how's your ex doing, but we were talking specifically about if you should tell somebody you're like going through a lot of shit.
No, not even that. If you're just like...
Here's my deal.
Yo, let's chill.
Till the next episode.
Is that cool?
I think that's fine. I think honesty is the best Pelosi.
Great.
You know, like
Pelosi, the best Nancy Pelosi.
I think it's the best Nancy Pelosi. And if you disagree with me on that, email me at hotornot.com/girlsnight, and we'll fucking talk about it.
We'll
fuck and talk about it. That's the loophole in my language.
No, I always like, well, I always just say whatever I think of anyways, but I always think that you can't go in with secrets because then like if you're 6 months in and someone's like, I love you. And I'm like, no, that's not what this was. You know
six months
saying?
Is a long time, though.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 months is like...
I think if somebody
like
says I love
you... Are
you
say you love someone in six,
6 months?
6 months
is a really appropriate time to tell somebody that you love them.
Okay, well, it
no
depends.
No wonder so many people get mad at me.
I've never been with somebody for 6 months and not said I love you. Having said that, I don't know what I love you means anymore. Because I just feel like it. I don't like to rush things anymore because I've just been in some really terrible scenarios. I think my thing is I've said I love you to somebody and thought that I meant it. I meant it in the way that I thought that it meant. And then when it ended, that was used against me in a way that was kind of horrific to me. And I was like, I have to be very careful about choosing my words from now on because... This person took that to mean we're going to be together forever, and I didn't have that in me necessarily. You know what I mean? It means different things to different people.
People are crazy.
And at that point in time, when I did say it, I was like, I totally felt it. But your feelings change, and so I'm just careful about saying it because I don't know the power of it. Because I kind of think it's a rhythm thing a little bit. It's nice to say I love you because it's a good way to say goodbye on the phone. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, goodbye, I love you. I love you, goodbye. It's way better than just, all right, bye. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I had an hour-long talk with Eddie the other day. I almost said I love you after the, because it's the longest
Eddie
I've
talked.
Eddie Vedder, yes.
Eddie Vedder and I were talking.
He's not
going
to find a better
man
than Tim. What's that? You do? I say I love you to a lot of my friends, too.
I had a lady I was banging a couple times, and I was real drunk, and she brought me, like, tacos or something mm-hmm. back to her place. And then, I mean, but she gave me the tacos. I go, oh, I love you. And then she was like, what? And I go, ah, not like that, but like in the way where you got me tacos.
That's really funny.
That's perfect. That was a perfect save.
Has anybody ever said
not
I
not like that, but, you know, like, that's like the tricky part about when you start dating somebody is that you want to say stuff like that. Like, oh, man, like. You're in this like zone of like I can't even get close to say
because it's sensitive. It's sensitive. Oh, this is fun. I want to do this.
What did you just do?
I just wanted to turn it on to check the levels and make sure it was still recording. Have you had somebody say I love you to you before, Tim?
Yeah, I dated
in a relationship.
I dated a chick for 3 years.
What was that the only one?
No.
Okay.
The most recent girlfriend said she loved me and I didn't say it back.
Ooh, always tricky. Yeah. How did she say it?
She said, what if I were to tell you I loved you?
Oh, that's...
That's just saying
it. And I said, well, that's you saying it and you wouldn't receive the answer you want, so I wouldn't say it.
Oh my god!
And that's brutal.
Into a huge, but I'm not gonna say it back. That's not nice either. I'm not
sure. It's not nice to lie to somebody.
It's not nice to lie to them
or lead them on. Yeah,
yeah. And it was kind of going a little bit south.
Okay,
for me,
yes.
So because I never got, because it was a long distance thing, and I never got to see her. You know, so
AJI long distance.
So what was... Oh, sorry. Go
so
ahead.
It was just tough, but I didn't want to say something and then, like, if she were to say I love you, and I go, oh, I love you too, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, we shouldn't be together again.
Yeah,
be
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You said you
who ended
love
up breaking
me.
Up with who?
I broke up with her.
Cool.
Yeah, first time for me.
I'm glad
it
you were at least consistent.
Hard to do, and I was sad about it.
Who was the first person to say I love you to you? Was it that one?
My mom. And then, no, Sarah was...
Oh, I don't need to know the name. Ask you, but I meant, like, what was the context?
We had been dating for, like, a long time or whatever.
Okay.
She said I love you.
All right.
You said
it back.
I said it first.
Ah, how long had you been dating?
Well, maybe not real long because she was my first girlfriend.
Was it like high school?
No, this was like when I was 20.
Okay.
I didn't have a girlfriend till I was like 20.
Okay. I didn't until I was 19.
I've always been like...
Oh, my God.
I dated someone when I was 18.
Speed it up, gentlemen.
I've been single for 2 years, Marlena. I like...
Really?
Being on my own.
What's that like?
It's the greatest thing in the entire world.
Is it great?
Sometimes you miss love, but other times other times you just call your grandma.
Sometimes you're like, man, I wish I had summer love.
Like, I feel like I'm kind of... sometimes I miss having someone there. But for the most part, I'm like too sad to think about it.
Oh, it sounds healthy. I love it.
The weirdest thing is being from this is like what Marlena was talking about earlier, being from the Midwest.
Yes.
And being almost 30.
Yeah.
And people are like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and not it's like kind of ingrained in the back of my head, like you should find someone, but the front of my brain is like, ugh.
Yeah, I just kind of think that we're past finding somebody that young. Like,
oh, this is what I was saying to somebody. I was saying that, like, I feel like I'm at an age. How old are both of you?
I'm 26.
I'll be 28 tomorrow.
Okay, so I feel like I'm at an age, I'm 25, where, like, the next relationship I get in
will be your last one.
Like, I feel like I have to be careful about the relationships I get in now.
Yes.
Whereas, like, the last relationship I got in when I was, like, 22.
Right.
Which was still, like, a anything can happen.
Right,
but now
I
feel like if I meet someone and I really like them, like, that's kind of even scarier than before.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on it.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, now I don't think that it's really like this. I think it just feels like this.
Yeah, that's all in your head.
Where it's like, oh, they have a ticking clock going on in their head, and they're like, oh, I have to find who I'm going to end up with. And I don't think like that.
My nightmare situation
I do think like that
is
sometimes.
Getting proposed to.
Yeah.
And not wanting to be... get married. That's all I'm scared
women
I am.
Women be getting married.
Well, turns out my plans are ruined. I'm going to go back to the jeweler tomorrow.
God damn it. I have, from now on, I'm always having a guy and girl on the podcast. So I'm going to have them, I'm going to make them fall in love by the end.
That ticking clock you're talking about, I have been like trying to consciously take the batteries out of it. So
yeah.
It just stops.
Are you talking about killing yourself? Don't do it, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I've still got that knot tying class to go to, but we'll see what happens.
Let's jump over to Marlena, and we're going to come in for the close real soon. When was the first time somebody said, I love you to
probably
you?
Probably middle
Marlena.
School.
Really? Middle school? Jesus.
My first kiss was in fourth grade.
Fuck.
Did
you guys fuck too?
Yeah, good
question. But we like made out, which I think is fucked up.
That is kind of
fucked up. In fourth grade, you made out with somebody?
I wonder if other people were doing that.
I don't know what
happened there. Like,
but I do think it's, looking back, I think it's really fucked up.
It seems a little weird to a picture a fourth grader making out. And
was
like
it good?
I make out with fourth graders all the time now, but
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
thinking back to back then, they were so much younger then.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
He was like the special needs kid.
Oh no.
So yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They were both in the same class.
Like not he wasn't Downsy.
Oh my god.
But I'm pretty sure that like he was not cool.
Yeah.
I used to have a bit about it.
Really?
I used to have a bit where I go like, "Oh, I'm a really bad liar," and I'd be like, "Ah ha ha ha." Like I start laughing when I'm lying and I would go like, "Oh, I hate my job." Ha 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 ha. And then I would go, "My first kiss was with a special needs kid in fourth grade," and then I would just go stone face.
That's pretty funny.
Wow.
That is pretty funny.
Which is like funny in a joke, but then talking about it,
it's funny
like
when you talk
about
it.
No, it's interesting. It happened.
Yeah. Why is it not funny in real
weird.
Life? That happened to me.
It's like
tell
two kids molesting each other.
I mean, it is, but like everybody's got to get molested at some point.
That's
dude,
true.
Fucking is just straight up molesting each other.
Well, I don't know about
that. I missed getting molested.
God, this is probably the darkest episode we've had so far. I love it,
dude.
That's
today I had to like
the
pitch,
last one's a group
I had to like
sex
pitch
episode.
Some sketches, and it went. It was just like me about. It was just like death, just all over it.
I think about death all the time. I've written a eulogy for every person in my family.
That's
already.
So interesting. I
Tim,
like
that's so weird.
I actually don't think that is weird. I was walking around the other day and I was like, I think it is weird, I guess, but since you said it too, I don't feel it's weird. But I was like, sometimes I'll just think of eulogies for my close friends.
I never do that.
You never do?
I think
my
about
best
death
friends
all the time.
I think about,
I think
like,
about like accidental death all the time.
Okay.
Like me tripping and falling into the street and getting run over.
Oh, it's you. Every morning I wake up and the first thought in my head is someone could call and one of my family members could be dead today.
Oh, man.
First thought in my head. But you know what? I put on a smile and I go about my day.
You do it anyways.
And
you know what? That thought, it's before my first cup of coffee.
Don't even talk to
me. Once I get that cup of coffee, those thoughts are gone. Don't even talk to me before my cup of coffee, you know?
All right. I want to get back to the love thing before
come
in for the clothes. No, you're fine. This is great. So your first I love you was in middle school. Did you reciprocate it? Or were you the first one
Here's
to say
the it? Thing, though. Like, it was so long ago, I don't,
you don't remember
like,
it.
Like, I barely remember. My first, like...
What was the first one that you, like, meant something to you?
I remember there was, like, this guy who was, like, really terrible person who I was, like, really was, like, crazy about. Uh-huh. And we, like, had some sort of fight. And then I like left his apartment, his parents' house.
Yes.
This was in high school, probably like freshman, end of freshman year. I left his parents' house and then I went like down all the stairs and then I went back all up all the stairs and like looked at him and went, just so you know, I love you.
Oh.
And then I left.
I love
like
that.
I had pulled some sort of power move.
Oh, that's
fucking
so good.
Julia Roberts.
And then, and yeah, that was it.
That's so good.
That's awesome.
It. I love the drama. You were dramatic.
You were really a real TNT.
There's something fun about being like melodramatic like that. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's appropriate.
Sometimes it is. It can be appropriate. I remember when my old fiancé left. There was kind of an excitement in me because I was like, I told my mom this too. When things were kind of on the rocks, I was like, I've always wanted to pack dramatically. And there's something about that. there's something fun about it. You know what I mean? Like
just
you're like
angrily putting you're, clothes.
Yeah, yeah. You're like throwing clothes, but it's never like as cool as you picture it. Where you're like, I loved you.
Because
like,
you're still like, well, okay, so I'll be gone for 7 days.
Exactly. Well, I'm gonna have to make
two
trips.
I need shorts. But I also need pants.
I'm gonna want to go on a run because I'm gonna be sad.
Yeah. Do I like, need a sports bra?
But I was throwing stuff in my bag though because you're angry, so you're not packing in a way that makes sense. And you're just like, guess that I'll be leaving
but
tonight.
If you're so angry, why are you even packing?
Because you're leaving. You know what I mean?
No, but if you're not gonna think about what you're putting in there, don't
but,
even.
Because you have to like leave. So, but I was like packing the paper towels like I bought these, I'll be taking these. It was ridiculous what
That's
was in
so
my bag
great.
And I had to make two trips, so it's like I didn't get the pertinent shit. Marlena, how's your ex doing?
Doing great.
Good. All right. Well, you guys stay in touch.
We do.
That's good. We're gonna move on from how's your ex doing. All right, the last thing we're going to do on today's podcast is I posted another Craigslist post today.
Oh, nice.
I did it right before the podcast started recording, so I'll read it to you guys real quick, and then we'll see if we have any emails.
I bet we do. I bet 100% that we do.
This one, again, this one is probably the weirdest one I posted. I posted a really gross one on the last one in dark. This one's just really weird, and I'd be very surprised if we got responses. But again, that we always fucking get responses. So if you're new to the podcast, you're just a big Marlena Podriguez head. She just killed a bug because we have bugs in our fucking apartment. Sometimes I like to post weird shit as a woman for a man on Craigslist casual encounters, which people go to fuck.
Yep.
And see if dudes are gross enough to still respond, even if I post something fucking crazy.
They is.
So this is what I posted today. The subject is Night at the Museum. And then it says, I want to break into a museum and take all of the dinosaur bones that were planted by the Obama administration to make American believe in evolution.
Evolution?
Yeah. Then it says, you can pork me on top of the dino bones while we honor Jesus. I spelled Jesus wrong. With our love.
Oh my God, that's
just,
so great.
Just the thought of honoring him, the capital him, gets me turned on. No relationships. And not you again, Derek. I'll never forgive you. I'll never forgive you for wearing a Satan hat last time I saw you. Satan. Sad face. Let me know if you're up for a wild, flirty night. I love writing flirty. It's so stupid to me. All right. So that is the post today. Let's see if we have any. Oh, shit. We have a ton of responses.
Yeah, I knew we would.
There are a ton.
It's all dicks. You want to see some hogs, Marlena? Fucking cozy up to Tom.
Trying to give me some hogs?
Yeah, there's always dicks on here. Let's see if this is a dick.
Oh, good. I haven't seen
Jesus.
A dick
oh, God.
In a while.
It's just this guy wearing different hats. Oh, that's good.
That guy's cool.
Let's see what he says. I remember the first time doing it on a stack of stolen dino bones. Oh, he's trying to be funny. Eh, fuck that. I'm a little boy. I like a little bit of crazy. This could be fun. with our premarital coitus. He'd want it that way. No good. Let's see if this is a dick. Oh, yep, a big old dick. I've got, here's how much I do this. I've seen that dick like 5 times.
That guy doesn't have a terrible body.
He's got good shape, but it's like he's doing this.
He's got a serious hairline issue, though.
Yeah, we're looking at dicks right now, if you're just tuning in for some reason.
But that dick,
in the middle
I'm
going to
tell you straight up right now.
Yeah.
That dude has superimposed that face with the thing onto that body.
You think
that
so?
That body is way more tan than that dude's face.
That can happen.
Not.
Also, that dick is the same size that length as it is hard. That's
all right.
A fact.
Well, that's fine.
Just giving you guys heads up about dicks.
Jim, is that you? Did you post that?
Is that you? You can tell us.
Is that my hairline? Yes, it is me.
Wow.
Single white male, never married. Yes, I am interested.
Never married.
I'm not
deal
free
breaker.
Tonight, but I just thought I'd let you know
he
that this is
even
the
do it.
I'm not free tonight, but I just thought I'd let you know that this is the hottest casual encounter I've ever read.
Oh my god!
And then
god.
I got one earlier that said, "Yeah, fuck Obama." All right. Guys, I think that that's going to do it for this episode of Girls Night. Thank you guys for listening. And
I feel good.
Thank you again, Tim Allen, for being on the podcast.
That was nice.
And again.
Oh,
my God.
All right. We always like to end our podcast by saying, keep it crispy. So on the count of three, everybody. One. No, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One. 2, 3.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a lovely girls' night. Bye.